Welcome back after the Easter break. I hope you had a good two and a bit weeks. It felt like it went on forever. It was absolutely wonderful. And I'll tell you what, I slept like a baby during the first week, and that doesn't happen very often. So I'm a very, very happy bunny. So obviously we've returned to school and it's been great seeing everyone back this morning. Lots going on, as there always is around this time of year. Today, yeah, you find out the school places, if your child's going into reception or if they're going to be joining us in year three. So you'll have that via an email at some point today. There are no clubs this week apart from homework club, but we do have our school disco after school on Thursday. If you're in year three and four, come with your disco clothes and payments, and the disco's between 3:30 and 4:30, collect from the main entrance, and we'll do what we normally do, where you come through the main entrance, come collect your child from the school hall, and then we send you around the side of the school and back through. And then the year five and six disco's between 5 and 6pm. And remember, for the year five and six disco, the children will also come through the main entrance. Don't arrive too early because we'll be still clearing away from the year three and four. So 5 o'clock, and then pick up at 6 o'clock again, coming through the main entrance, through into the hall, collecting your child, and then going round the side. Lots of other things coming up this term. So just a couple of diary dates for you. 1st of May, we've got our next SEN coffee morning. We've got Carrie Ann Barton attending. She's for Skills the Life lecturer and does all of our family programs. If you did the Easter crafts, she is the wonderful person who organizes that. Year four, you're going to the Living Land event at Detlin. That sounds exciting. On the 2nd of May, payment needs to be made for that by this Friday, I believe. On the 20th of May, which is a Monday, it's class photos day. Always a fun one. And the 21st of May, the Tuesday, year three are going on a school trip to Kent Life. And looking ahead to the summer, don't forget we've got the carnival. We're going to have our own carnival float again on Saturday, the 22nd of June. It was such good fun last year, so we want as many people as possible to come along, help decorate our float, because I want to win the best decorated float. And all of these dance troops, right, they give it all the big ones, don't they? They do their dances and stuff. I want ours to be even better than that. And don't forget, we've also got our summer fair on Saturday, the 6th of May. There's other things coming as well, and I'll have details about those in the coming weeks. I'm looking for a strong man or some strong men. We had our volunteers weekend the other Saturday, and again, I want to say thank you to everybody who gave up their time. We have about, I don't know, about 10 8 to 10 fence posts, the spikes that need to be basically hammered, like walloped into the ground. I started doing it. Mr. Benson can't. I started doing it. And so, and Ben Jolly started doing it. And I couldn't walk the next day. If you're a strong man and you have got a couple of hours after school, because it's all it's going to take, just to knock these fence posts in. We'll be there with the jackhammer to sort of break the concrete a bit, so before we sort of knock it into the ground. If you can provide any of your time, just let us know when it's convenient for you, and myself and Mr. Benson will make sure we're there to support. Offer moral support, and I might be able to knock a couple in, but I can't do any more than that because I won't be able to walk again. That'd be really good. Just can you give us a shout at this school office if you're a strong man or you know a strong man who would be able to do this little labouring job for us? That would be great. We are also in need of hardcore. So if you're a builder or you know a builder that's got hardcore that we could have, that would be brilliant. Mrs. Johncock and the crew from the Rotary Club have started digging out the sensory garden. It's starting to look amazing already. But we need hardcore for the path. So if you've got any, please could you donate it? That'd be amazing. We're also after some of those ton bags. You know The big, they're called ton bags, apparently. The big bags that you can put soil in and stuff. We're after a few of those as well to decant the ground, the sort of the soil from the sensory garden too. So if you've got any of those laying around, if you've got a yard, something like that, could you just give us a quick shout and drop them in? Would really, really appreciate it. I just want to give another massive shout out to Admiral Signs London. I have said to the guys, I'll keep on promoting them. So if you are in need of any signage done, any wrapping, they do the window blackouts, stuff like that, go to Admiral Signs London. They are absolutely amazing. If you want to see their work, go and have a look at what they've done to our wellbeing bus. It looks absolutely incredible. So the guys at Admiral Signs London will sort you out if you need anything like that. I've just had a WhatsApp from the PTA regarding the disco, so I'll just give you a little bit of extra information because I wasn't too clear earlier. So if you're in year three and four, bring your disco clothes to school with you. All children need to bring their £1 in a named envelope and hand it to their teacher in the morning. If you're in year three and four, you also need to bring in a separate envelope your spending money. If you're coming in year five and six, you can bring your spending money when it's time for your disco to start. Prices, hot dogs 50p, pizzas 50p, donuts 50p. 50p for all of that, it's amazing. Fruit shoots are 50p, and they're also selling toys, which are highly popular, starting at 50p, going up to £1. Okay, so that is for the disco on Thursday. So that's it from me. Hope you enjoy the rest of your week back here on Monday. Back to normal next week, normal 5-day week before. Actually, we've got bank holiday coming up, haven't we? So we've got two normal weeks and then we've got a bank holiday week because it's bank holiday on Monday the 6th of May, if you hadn't already realised. And I'm going to hand over to Mrs. Nicholson, who has the first Oracy challenge of this term. See you soon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nicholson with her Oracy corner for you this week. Today is just a question. Why do people choose to drop litter? Enjoy the discussion.